that there's always, the material nature has always existed, and it was never created, and it will never be annihilated, and there is no other cause. It's simply an eternal fact.
How? All has existed. Nothing here. Never existed. This house was never existed. It's created.
But the elements existed.
Element is existed, right? But the format, how it is created.
It is, it's not created. An eternal, unexplainable fact.
Unexpected, that means why he's trying to explain. Immediately capture.
You may all laugh now, but in the future we're going to find this.
And another rascal. I'm rascal, and future I'm going to be very intelligent. Talk of present. You are at the present moment, you are rascal. That's all. Don't talk. Rascal cannot talk.
Another theory, which is
so this theory is rascal. Then another theory
is that actually God created everything, but after creation, God is no longer.
Then that's all right. God created everything. That's an acceptance of God.
Yes.
Then we come to the science of God. What is God?
Well, God created it. Now God.
Don't imagine. I am asking what is the current theory.
Oh yes, that God is God. At one, God now is in a dormant condition.
God is dead.
God is appropriating his death.
He used himself up.
Huh?
They say that God created, and now God is in a dormant condition.
Whatever condition, there is God. At your presence?
Yes.
Now, what is that God?
Well, God does not directly take part in the material creation. He simply created.
That's all right. But he creates by his energy. That's like, I'm creating this institution, but I'm not doing it directly, but my men and my assistants, they're doing it. What is this sound?
It's a sound.
And, so why is this inter sound? Inter?
To speak from one room to another. It connects the Pujari room. It connects the Pujari room, the office, your secretary, and up here, from the underworld.
Except that, now, he created an act.
Now God is dormant. Dormant condition.
What is that dormant?
He has no more activity. He simply created, and now he has no more activity.
No more activity, that's all right. But he's active. Suppose I'm walking. I may not walk half an hour. That means I've got the capacity of walking. That you cannot say that my walk, because I have now stopped walking. You cannot say that I cannot walk. It's another nonsense. How can I say dormant? He's active.
Dormant implies he was active.
Yes, he was active. He's active, but you still cannot see. You cannot say, once you are active, now he's no more active. He's finished. That's it. That you cannot. Dormant? What do you mean by dormant? government means potential. He can act.
Mm.
And he's acting. That acting, you have to learn how he's acting. He appears to be not acting, but he's acting.
Mm.
That is knowledge. Just like a aeroplane is running, the intelligent man knows that the pilot is there, he is acting, that's what he does. A foolish man will say the aeroplane is going automatically. That is the question of observation. A foolish boy, I have given this example many times, I was thinking that in the pen there is a ghost. But the idea is there must be something. Although I was a child, I could not explain how the pen is in pen. I was thinking there must be some ghost. And in the gramophone box I was thinking there must be one pen within this box. It is full of thinking. But I was convinced that without somebody it cannot sing or it cannot run. Even one is very innocent child, he can think like that. The whole thing is going on. Prakriti, activity, the material nature, just like there was cloud, and then now it is not raining. So there is activity already. It is being managed. So you cannot say that God is dormant. He's acting. Because his creation is acting. And God says that Maya Dhakena Prakriti Shati Satarasaram. Under my direction, the nature is working. How you can say he's dormant? Nature is working.
Well, just like a man may make a chemical reaction in the beginning by mixing two or three chemicals, but then the reaction takes place by itself. Doesn't need the man once he started it.
No, doesn't need the man. He needed for another reaction. That will not take automatically.
So, another theory is why you have to say that there is a cause. It was always there. There was no cause. It was always there.
No, it is God. Why do you say God created?
No, we say there is no God. And the creation was always there. There's no question of it not being there. There was always there. There was always
eternal. Conservation of energy.
There's no question of any creator being required. It is there.
Yeah. Then why do you say God created and he became?
He
said?
He's not rascal. he's some sentimentalist.
Then you talk. He said God created, you say that. Then you talk. Now he decides. Now he has accused you that you're a nonsense.
Or he's fanatic. I'm
not fanatic.
You have no explanation, so you're simply...
No, why not?
The name God.
Why not explanation? That nature is working. He says that God is God. God created. He accepted. And God is God and he's not being. But no, that's not the fact. Nature's work is going on.
No, nature is going on.
Nature is directly going on.
It's moving of its own.
Then he is another explanation. Nature cannot work automatically. Just like a mother, nature's mother, the mother cannot produce child without father.
Right, father and mother.
Yes. So how do you say the mother is producing child without any father? That you cannot say.
No, but why are you comparing nature to a father and mother?
This is also nature. Everything is nature. Are you outside nature? That is another nonsense. Your body is nature. Your activity is nature. Everything is nature. I can say, you are out of nature. Prakita Kriyamanam Guni Dharmani. He has got some intelligence, I have got some intelligence, but the intelligence is coming from nature. Otherwise, I have got intelligence. Somebody is intelligent, somebody is dull. Unless there is some background, how do you find the difference? Here you see, some flower is there, some flower is white. How is it, Linda? We cannot say automatically.
Well, we agree, everything came originally from some elements.
That some he has explained, he's God.
No, we don't. We say that those elements were always there. God, there's no need of any creator of those elements. They were always there. They are the basic elements.
Yes, always there. But there must have been creation of these elements. That's why in the laboratory, soda by car. Carbonate, mixed with soda, mixed soda by car. Sulfuric acid, take sulfur and turn into acid by mixing with something else. That is good.
But the original elements were there.
Do not look at the original element also produce. That is not automatic. Anything.
Well, we have no... How can you say what happened so many years ago?
We don't say so many years. We say it is created by...
What is your proof?
Proof? What proof do you want?
Well, what is your proof of what happened millions of years ago, at the beginning of creation?
Well, the same thing is going on. Millions of years, there are sunrise. The sunrise is still going on. Do you think that millions of years there is no sunlight? That is going on. The same thing is going on now. Yeah, because you are foolish, you cannot see. Nothing has changed. The same thing is going on. Millions of years, the father, mother combined, and there was child. And that is going on still.
Oh, no.
I was in an anthropology department. They don't accept it as a year. They said 40,000 years ago, they would know.
And what does it call? What's it telling you?
Age.
Yes. And that's from the age, yes.
Lesser mentality being. Everything
around. Anything is a development. That is what we call Darwin's theory of evolution.
Right.
But where did evolution begin? That is the question.
It begins from these primordial elements.
So where did elements come?
They were always there. They're eternal.
Then why you say, from this time it began? Everything is eternal. There is no question of beginning.
Why did you get to develop?
Yeah. All that's kind of simple, yes.
Well, it's not very easy for us to get good arguments with these bogus...
We can't even keep up with this theory. The main argument among the philosophers, the atheistic philosophers, is that God could not exist. Because if God existed, if God were good, then why would we be suffering? God would stop us.
Because you're criminal.
Right. Your father's good.
No, it is criminal. That is, you say, that there are so many persons in this state. Not all of them are suffering in the prison house. Okay. They're only the criminal. So that is the proof that you are a criminal.
Why
are you doing wrong?
God could have created me in such a way that I would never.
Yes, he did that, but he has given you independence.
God wants us to enjoy it.
Yeah. Why did he give us that independence?
Then you are not living being. You are stone.
Right.
God does not want that you remain strong.
Free will means living beings.
But if you give us the material will to enjoy, then why do we have to suffer?
That enjoyment, you do not know what is enjoyment. You suffer. Just like you are Gureza Sita, you eat and then suffer. Then no eating. That is when you are nonsense. You do not know how much to eat. Just like you prepare little salt with your food, and if you put one share of salt, then that is your foolishness. Because salt has to be eaten, it does not mean that you bring the whole ocean to make it salty. Tena taktena mundita, that is it.
So if you know how to go,
whatever direction is there, it is there.
Then you have
the medicine is given. That's a good direction. So many drops taken. Now you say, good medicine, let me eat. The whole thing, I can become cured immediately. When you die, you have to tell, according to direction. God does not say that you don't tell that. Say, you are, what is called? Anandamaya Abhyasa. A living entity needs ananda, enjoy. But that ananda, where it is permanent ananda, how we have to leave that permanent ananda, that is being taught. Otherwise, you foolish, you need the whole medicine and die. That's all. That was the Varnasrama Dharma. Varnasrama Dharma means that is real human civilization. There is direction. There you enjoy like this. And if you become lectures on Javala, then you will not enjoy. You simply suffer. Do not know how to enjoy.
So if one abides by the law of God, then he can become happy.
Okay.
God is made of everything.
That is stated in Vishnu Purana. Vanna samacharvata purushena parasma. Vishnu aradhate nanna tattu sutta. Vanna samadharma. According to Vedic civilization, unless one comes to the regulation of Vanna samadharma, that is not human civilization. That is actual. That is the same dog's society. That is going on. There is no Brahman or qualified Brahman. He is the direction. If there is no Kshatriya, then he will give protection. If there is no Vaishya, then he will produce food. And if there is no Shudra, then he will work for general assistance. This is scientific.
You have defeated us all again.
Huh?
We are all defeated.
You?
Everyone.
Without Varnasrama Dharma, there is no civilization. They are trying to abolish this under the name of caste system. It's not caste system. Caste system, whatever you call it. There must be these four divisions. Not four, eight. This is general. That Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. Then, according to the Brahminical culture, the spiritual Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyas. And after Sannyas, then spiritual life complete. Shuddha Satta. So you have to establish Varnasrama. Nasa. Because in tea, when we come to the same, the state appears going on, but ultimate end is to keep the God-man satisfied. Then you will get everything nicely. Similarly, the supreme government or supreme governor is God. That is a duty, to keep him satisfied. Then you get all direction, all facilities. That is it. But these rascals do not know. What is government? What is the governor? They are doing anything, whimsically. They punish. Prakriti is there. Government does not mind that you suffer. But you violate the government's law, therefore. That is the actual Durvatishna. They declare there is no government. So, this is foolishness, ignorance, mura. There is government, he sees, and he still, he just tells, he says, no, no, I don't tell anyone. There is no government. That is atheism, that is hooliganism.
So the so-called...
He's dying. He doesn't want to die. But still he says, there is no authority. He's suffering. He's becoming old. He doesn't want to become old. But he's a so rested, he doesn't question why I'm becoming old. So that's what they're all rascals. He says, I'm independent, but he's forced to do something. And he still is independent. What is the remedy? It's like prisoner. He doesn't want to hear. Then the person comes, kicks him, slaps him. He says, no, I'm independent. I don't care for you. What is this? Palavana to bhaar.
I'm trying to go downstairs. You want to walk outside? 5 minutes past 7 o'clock.
I'm not coming. Go outside.
And we can simply say that you already were like that before, but you get it up because of your mentality. A person already has a position where he doesn't have to experience birth, death, old age like that. So if they argue like that, why doesn't God give us that position where we can enjoy without those
problems? I have just given you the position that you obey me, and you get because of that. But because you are asked, you are not obeying you, somebody.
Mahar takes stool instead of sweetness. The harvest mentality.
That is God's mercy. That he wants to eat stool and God has given you. All right, you take this bottle.
Not that God is not ordering the sweetness, but he's a rascal, won't eat them.
Yes. He has got such a body that he does not really treat me.
Why do we have this rascal?
Because you are rascal. That is the only reason. Because you are rascal.